And it's second down and seven. Cox the tailback. On second down, Manning gives it off to Cox again, and he's hit for a loss. Tripped up by Michael Kendricks, who knifed to his left and made the stop.
This does every week. Head coach Chip Kelly joins us to kind of break down a little bit of last week here and some other plays. Let's start really with Michael Kendricks here on this play, because his ability to diagnose this play quickly, he's a B-gap player. He knows he's got to get there. So his ability to beat the guard and make this play in the backfield, you know, one of the reasons why he was your leading tackler last week.
Yeah, the one thing with Mike is you see a constant improvement from him on a weekly basis, and just getting more comfortable being an inside linebacker in a 3-4 on first and second down. Does a great job of recognizing the play. It's him in the guard matched up in a one-on-one battle. The one thing that Mike really realizes is that, obviously, because of his size and his speed and his quickness, he's more athletic. So you watch him slip the block, kind of come underneath the guard, and then, you know, make a play to really, I think, set the tone for us defensively for the day. And I think we did a really, really good job all day long against the Giants run game. Everybody kind of has an area where they got to go and understands their fits. And you may have seen Mike earlier try to run over the top but then leave a vacated hole in the B gap, where understand what gap you're responsible for. And then when you see it, you know, if you see green grass, pull the trigger and go. And I think he's not hesitating anymore. He's really using his athletic ability to make plays that we all believed he can make and he knows he can make. But I think right now Mike's not thinking out there. He's just responding.
Just go.
You know.
Coach, let's take a look at Benny Logan here. You made a trade this week. Benny Logan's going to get a chance to play on the nose a little bit. Damian Square will be up. So let's look at his skill set here as he plays in this 3-4 defense.
Yeah, really coming along. Doesn't play as many snaps, and that was a big thing for us. How do we get Benny involved more? But I think Benny, Clifton Gathers, who only had 13 snaps but three contacts with the ball on Sunday against the Giants, and then Damian Square, who was active for the first two games, but we had to make him deactive because we have 7 D linemen. So, you know, it was just a matter of, we felt those three young guys, we need to get him on the field more. You know, Benny's a long arm guy. He's got great center of balance, can take on blocks extremely well, diagnoses the run game extremely well, and is very, very active. It was just, you know, probably the one position on our team where our most depth was on the defensive line. So we just felt like there was value. Soap did a great job. He's going to a team where they're going to play him. They've lost two defensive linemen.
Yep.
So in most trade situations, you hope it's a win-win. You know, it's a win for Soap in terms of where he's going. He did a great job here, and we wish him the best of luck. But we feel like we got some value, and now we got an opportunity to play our young guys even a little bit more.
Coach, let's take a look at the run game here, because we're going to show two plays, the exact same play, same formation, one early in the year against Denver, and then one last week. And let's just look at Shady McCoy. Let's look at the blocking up front. This is your inside zone. And I thought you got good push and good movement between your double teams. They really push this double team up to the linebackers, and it really gives Shady the hole clean so that he can make that move and then get up on the safety.
You know, I think all of our offensive linemen are taking an angle of departure to the right. You know, it's a right play for us. And their job is just really to cover up the guy in their play side gap, and they all do a good job. Jason's working here. Evan will work up to the linebacker. Todd and Jason Kelsey are working a combination block up to that linebacker. And really, Selleck and Lane are working the same combination here. It's the same exact block across the board. But what they do is they do a great job of all staying square. And what we really want to talk about, just cover your guys up. And so there is a crease for LeSean to hit the ball in. Now, if this guy were to come inside, then the crease would be there. If the backside guy flows a little bit more, the crease would be there. But when he gets to the line of scrimmage and he has an opportunity to insert, you know, it's a one-cut move. He's going to stick his foot in the ground, and he's going to get vertical. Because we've covered everybody up in the front seven, it'll get him to the second level right now.
How much does it change, Coach, depending on who's that quarterback in that position right there?
I think it just changes depending on what the defense decides to do. And I think the biggest thing is, not every play do we leave this guy unblocked. You know, we can turn Jason out and block him, and we may leave him unblocked. It's just a mathematical numbers game. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blockers, and they have 7 guys. So he has to be a factor. You know, part of how we go through this whole thing is we can read a lot of different games. So I think we do a good job of mixing it up. And when everybody executes what they're supposed to do, the unblocked guy is not making the tackle. So Mike makes a good decision. We hand the ball, and we're 2nd and 4, and we're 2nd and 2, and we're off to the races.
Same play, same formation last week against the Giants. Why is this just a 4-yard run instead of a 15-yard run, Coach?
We get washed a little bit here, but I like the movement between these two guys up here. It's the same exact block here, and it's the same exact block here. It just gets pushed down a little bit farther because there's a 3 technique here. There was a shade the last time the 3 technique was over here, but we can block any look. And now we just got to push it a little bit longer and then insert. The last cut came in the backside A-gap. This cut may come in the front side A-gap.
Coach, you've been running this inside zone forever. So, I mean, there's really, you've seen every combination of way to kind of stop it, to put a front on it. You've seen it all. So there's a counter to everything that the defense wants to do.
Yeah, you know, you can change how you block the backside, but really on this play, just stay on track and hit it. There's no reason to get over here and wait to see what's developing. It's just a flow play, and if the flow continues to go, as we talk about, just ride the wave. And ultimately, you know, you want to hit home runs all the time, but if these guys up front can get us 2 yards and that guy can get us 2 yards, it's a 4-yard run, which is a good run in the NFL, and line get me two, back get me two, and let's come back on second and six and keep the ball moving.
So, on this play right now,
stay on front.
Is that just, right there?
Just stay
keep,
with
just
it.
Just keep hitting it and keep.
He's going to get to here.
He's going to get to here. There's spots, and, you know, it's easy for all of us. The
sure.
tough part with this is that we can all stop the film and then do that in real time. We just need to stay on track. We got to do a better job of giving these looks in practice. Stay on track. Mm-hmm. We've got great movement right here. These three guys are doing an outstanding
job. Line of scrimmage
has
moved.
Let's move. And if they've moved them too, can you get me to? We got 4 yards there. We're second and six. We're in great shape.
4 yards, you're on schedule.
Yeah.
You'll take that 4 yards in that.
I think anybody in the NFL would take 4 yards on first down.